What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
I can't wait to get your opinion on this, Mark. There's this story about America's first biometric gun. The company behind it, BioFire, has created this new gun that they believe is going to be safer, not designed to be carried, but to have in your home for protection. Listen to the CEO of this company describe this gun.
The only people, the owner or that they've chosen, can actually use it. The owner is, he enrolls people into the firearm. So it's all local. There's no databases or remote connectivity or anything like that, and helps ensure that children, teenagers, and other folks that they don't want getting access to that firearm won't be able to get access to it, while they still have full unrestricted access.
And that's because this smart gun has built-in fingerprint and infrared facial recognition technology. So unless you're the owner, or you've authorized, say, a friend or a family member to use it, it will not unlock for you. You don't even have to lock it. He says it automatically locks. And he says because of the facial recognition technology, the built-in fingerprint, all the high-end gadgety things that they included in this, he says it instantly unlocks. As soon as you grab it, it's quick. So you're ready to go.
Thousands. I think I called him a butthead in a minute.
Is that how you really feel?
No. I'm a big no on this. Now, maybe there's some pamsy-whamsy liberals out there who think it would be a good idea to let this company collect your bio-identification, or that it would be a good idea that in the middle of the night, in an emergency, when somebody's kicked in your front door, you have to fumble for the gun and hope the technology works in time to activate the gun so that you can defend yourself. I personally will just rely on a trigger, but thank you.
He claims it would unlock very quickly. This guy is really young, the CEO you just heard from, and he's like, oh, yeah, you know, we've been working on this for 7 years or 12 years, whatever it was. And he's like, I know what you're thinking. I started working on this technology back at the age of 15 as a science fair project. Now they've raised $37 million from tech investors, and they're going for just shy of $1,500. He says there's been thousands of pre-orders, and they're getting ready to ship them out to the first customers here in the next few weeks.
Good luck.
Yeah, he's like, it's a hand. It's comparable to a full-size handgun. So he's like, it's not something we envision you carrying, but he's like, we envision people having it at home.
Don't need it.
My concern would be making sure the technology doesn't fail, because that's part of the issue. It's like all of our refrigerators and our TVs and our cars, they're so smart nowadays, but that's the downfall of us, because you pay all this money to have all this fancy technology, and that's what fails, and it's very expensive to fix. And
I'm not sure we need to be in the business of making guns not work. But what if my wife comes in and finds me dead in the room, the guy's still in the house, and she needs to grab the only gun that's available and shoot him, and it won't work because it's set to my fingerprint and not hers.
Yeah.
So maybe I have questions. Maybe the guy's You can set it for multiple fingerprints.
You can. He's saying that the owner of the gun can authorize, I believe, however many people you want to recognize you, I guess.
So couple things here. Number one, I would assume if you are not a responsible gun owner, you would worry about your child or somebody else's child getting a hold of your gun. First of all, shame on you. Second of all, the people who are irresponsible gun owners are not the ones that are going to go pay $1,500 for a firearm. They're buying one used cheap somewhere because they're not responsible to begin with, right? And number two, I would argue that you keep your gun locked up but accessible somewhere near your bed. And I'm not even all that opposed. I know there are some biometric safes now, so where supposedly you can just lay your hand on top of it. It recognizes your fingerprints or your ID, and then it pops open.
I've seen those, actually.
I don't even know how much I trust those.
Well,
what if the battery dies?
It's funny you say that, because I've seen those, and they have worked really well in a lot of cases, but I've seen it where it's not been as quick to want to open. Again, that's technology.
Yeah.
Right?
I know.
It works maybe 98% of the time, but the 2% of the time, it's very important that it works, and it doesn't.
Yeah.
Help you.
I think, and I'd have to listen to the bite again, because my brain was churning when you played it, but I think I heard him say it doesn't share the biometric information.
I don't remember him saying that.
Only people at the owner or that they've chosen can actually use it. The owner is he enrolls people into the firearm. So it's all local. There's no databases or remote connectivity or anything like that. And helps ensure that children, teenagers, and other folks that they don't want getting access to that firearm won't be able to get access to it while they still have full unrestricted access.
So no, is he saying what? No remote connectivity?
He claims there's no, they claim that about voting machines too.
So your concern's very valid. So your concern would be, of course, you're giving up your information by having it recognize your face, your fingerprint, and then who's to say that somehow that information then couldn't be accessed, even though they're saying it's not. You'd like to think that, for example, Facebook wouldn't be selling your personal Facebook messages, but we've now learned that they were giving those over to Netflix.
Yeah. I'm just leery of the technology for a couple of reasons. I don't believe that it doesn't store your information. Somebody's got to be able to retrieve it because it's programmed into the gun. The gun has a computer chip of some sort, right? It's got to be. I don't know. Maybe you got your fingerprint already registered when you went to get a concealed carry license years ago, so it doesn't really matter to you or not if somebody has your bio identification information. I'm just leery of the technology because there are people in this country that want you to have to register your gun. They want you to have to register your bullets. They want to figure out ways to track you down. So here would be my other question. This is not a daily carry weapon.
No.
Right?
Yeah, he says that.
How long do the batteries last? That's what I'd like to know, because you don't use your gun for emergencies very often. If you bought this gun just to keep it at home, just in the event that you might ever need it, let's say it's 10 years from now, and you go to grab it, and you haven't shot it in the 10 years because it's just there for, and then all of a sudden you find out the battery's expired and the gun won't work. The gun's locked because the battery expired. That just seems like a dangerous thing to depend on.
This might be a silly question, but in my mind, I was thinking you would just need like a chip, like an SD card.
It's got to be powered with something. Something's got to scan your finger. Some tiny little
non-standard. Yeah. It's not like you're going to be loading AAAs in there, so you've got to have some weird battery that's probably hard to find and maybe expensive.
One of those little round
batteries.
Dang it,
get the AAs for my gun. Charge my gun, please, and my cell phone.
It would be one of those little batteries that you need for your watch or your...
But that's what I'm envisioning.
Or your remote control that you never seem to have when you need it.
Yeah.
All right? And you don't know how old the battery is when you buy it or how long it's going to last. And I, personally, I'll tell you, I bought a gun a few years ago, and I thought it was really cool at the time, and I got one of the red laser attachments that go on the front so that when you unholstered the gun, it would automatically turn that laser on. Mm-hmm. It would trigger that laser when you when you unholstered the gun, and then you could point it at whatever you wanted to shoot. Now, the bad part about that is that whoever you're pointing it at can see where the laser is coming from, and they have something to aim at. So pretty quickly, I decided I didn't like carrying a laser around. What I also determined was I didn't use it a lot, but the battery died a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what makes me leery. I'll just have to say I'm probably a firm no on that.
This
if
sounds
it makes
good.
You feel better, do it.
Well, I was going to say this sounds good in theory. I think all of these ideas are like, yeah, you're the reasoning for why you're doing it as far as irresponsible people who are leaving their guns unlocked and these yeah. children get a hold of it and they're shooting themselves or other people. I mean, that's the idea behind it is good. I like you said, I think there's some questions to be asked.
Yes, I think you're right. Yeah, good. I'm glad you brought that up, though. It's the new technology. That's where they're going.
That's where we're going, yep.
I will take a cold steel trigger, please. One pull, one shot. That's how it works.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no picking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.